We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Why do you want to be a girl?
Hey, God.
Was this from Reddit? Is that where we're stealing this from? Lil D, is that true?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're just going to call certain hours of our show Reddit regurgitated.
Ripped off.
There you go. So they did a thing about things you envy about the opposite sex.
Yep.
And we want to know what you envy about boys, and we'll tell you what we envy about girls, and we'll all come to a deeper understanding of one another.
Yeah.
What do you envy?
I'm mad enough to admit it. I envy the fact that any female can walk into any liquor establishment or any bar and order the best drinks known to drinkdom and not get judged. And not only not get judged, but have to pay for that drink.
Can I just ask one quick question?
What?
If there's a place called Drinkdom, can I be mayor?
Yes.
I terribly want to be
alderman, ombudsman, mayor. You're
on the parliament, something. I need to be something. Oh, maybe you've heard of me. I'm the chief justice of Drinkdom.
See?
That feels right.
It's magical.
Okay, so the girls can drink anything in Drinkdom.
No, they can order anything they want and never get judged.
Like a slow gin fizz?
That, or a mudslide, or an amaretto.
Honest to God, Steve envies women because they can order a mudslide. You just want a milkshake with booze in it.
That's all.
Without everybody going, what are you doing?
Hey there, Nancy, what'd you order?
Because we're in... Yes. This is a true statement, people. What you're about to hear is a true statement.
All right.
We're in like a nice steakhouse or a nice bourbon bar. I mean, here we are. We're in a bar in Atlanta, and the entire back of the bar is glowing amber. It's just every liquor. I mean, I'm bad enough because I've ordered Maker's Mark, and Maker's Mark is amazing, but they're looking at me going, Do you want Sprite in it? I'm like, well, kind of. they have like Basil Hayden's. They have these like upper echelon.
Top,
I'm ordering the low end. And you're just like, Lil D, back me up on this. Steve at a restaurant. Steve, when you hear Steve talk, he has this huge booming voice. He's got this thing. But Steve at a restaurant turns into... the church lady.
Yes.
It's like, the waitresses can never hear your order because they walk by and it's like, I'm like, yeah, Makers, and put some Sprite in it because I'm a tool, and then get us some calamari for the tip. And then it comes to Steve. It's like, may I please have me? And you're like, what?
Do you have anything with pineapple in it?
Yes, that's Steve. It's like, can I please have something with chocolate syrup and alcohol? Or whatever alcohol it is, I need it to be really weak.
It's not. Okay, I don't ask for weak alcohol.
I just want chocolate ice cream.
But I'm in a steakhouse. That's something a 12-year-old. So I got to be a man about. I just throw some booze in that.
Most steakhouses now have like a pineapple infused martini.
Yeah, those are good.
Like a thing.
Those are good.
But you feel weird about ordering
because
you feel like you're judged as a man.
Yes, because they're pretty and they're colored and stuff, and it's not manly looking, like amber color. Suddenly, amber is the masculine color.
Can you drill a hole through a beer mug, pour beer in the outside, and then have your pineapple crud on the inside so that it can look like I'm drinking an amber color? I'll tell everybody it's an IPA, and they'll never know that the P is for pineapple.
Why can't I just order a fused vodka or ice cream with cream de menthe?
You can, buddy. It's just you.
No,
it's you being weird.
But women can, and they don't have to pay for it either.
That's the main thing you envy about women?
Yeah, that's okay. I like my gender.
Can I say this? You want to know what I envy?
Hmm.
I envy that they are allowed to create and carry life.
You don't envy that.
Shut up. Just pretend.
Okay. Oh, my God. I know, right?
Oh, my God. It's... The fact that they get to know the miracle that is...
It's a miracle.
Something moving around inside their belly trying to rip its way out through their genitals. Yes! God, do I envy that.
I'm a little curious. No, I don't envy that.
I don't envy that either.
Not right now.
I do sort of envy, and this is a point where people start turning the radio.
Uh-oh.
I sort of envy the convenience of... dropping a nutty once a month and just going, oops.
Yeah.
My bad. It must be my time of the month.
You're right. They can do, and they can destroy anything. They can do anything they want during that time. It's just like, oh.
Oh, I can't help it. Happy it's my thing. Oh my goodness. It's my get out of jail. It's like carrying around the little orange card that says get out of jail. It's like, oh my God, did I say those horrible things?
And no one could say a word about it. You're just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Lil D, what do you got?
Mine was kind of on the emotional front that you just did. I wasn't going to take it quite that far.
Okay, my bad.
You know what I really do envy, though, is I hate, like, I have 40 things to carry every day, and I really hate that I only have two pockets to carry it in. Women get to carry this big purse that's, like, the size of a suitcase with anything that they could possibly need to survive an apocalypse situation.
You're right.
Yeah.
And they're good to go.
So you envy purses?
I kind of do a little bit, because if I were to carry one, I would never hear the end of it. You know, like, I can't have the man bag. You can't do that.
The satchel?
Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
I pull it off.
No, you don't.
Oh, no, we're getting down and honest here. All right.
You know what I like about being women is that this little tete-a-tete between Lil D and I would break up our friendship forever.
That is
We'd never talk again.
Yes.
We'd send, like, pork parts to our like, descendants.
Key each other's cars.
In about 15 seconds when we turn the mics off, I'm going to look at Lil D and go, good one. And then it's over.
Yes, exactly. That's, but if you guys were true. Yeah.
Oh, if we were females?
Forever and ever.
Like, I don't envy that at all, that you have to hold a grudge.
Right.
Till the end of existence.
It'd be exhausting to me to have to constantly belittle and berate every other woman behind her back. And it's just like, oh, I don't have the energy.
I prove my 25% estrogen because I do that. You know me. I'm a belittler.
Oh, but
you don't know that because hold on.
Hey, little dude.
What about that thing we were talking about with Steve?
Wait, let me turn my back so you can officially do it behind it. There we go.
All right. So you've gotten a ton of the guy perspective here on what we sort of kiddingly envy. I do envy that, like, you get free drinks. I mean,
that is cool.
But I mean, what you go through to get it. If I were able to switch roles.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
I could not be.
Roles, you know what I mean, genders.
Right. Like, having to get constantly deal with weird dudes, drunk dudes, stalker dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every hour.
It's not worth it.
It's not.
The monthly patient, visitor, all the things.
Right?
I would hate all those things.
We kind of win. Guys kind of, I mean, a little
well,
bit.
Well, I mean, we don't mean to win. I didn't choose this.
Thank you. It's not my fault.
I didn't wake up at birth and go, aw.
Yeah.
Dang it, did I choose pee-pee? Yes. So we want to know why you'd want to be a guy.
I mean, come on. I mean, you want, who wouldn't want this?
Okay, now do your I'm ordering a mudslide voice.
No.
I mean, come on.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't order.
And a wedge salad.
I write it out now and just slip her the note.
Dude, it's so off-putting. All right, so what do you envy about the opposite sex? If you can't, I mean, we'll voice this, guys, if you don't want to, and you can get as mean as we did. I mean, we were kidding,
right?
With the accountability thing. Come on, that was all just a joke.
I don't remember any of us bringing that up.
No, I did on the I did on the PMS thing. It was like, you're not accountable because of the.
There it is.
Anyway, why do you want to be the opposite gender than you are, Rachel?
Yay!
Why do you want to be us?
Okay, so I've been in several situations where I have wished that I could pee standing up.
Yeah, that seems to be popular.
Yes.
They make a thing.
What's this now for? Oh,
it's a thing. It's like a thing. It's like it goes over,
like a funnel.
And then it's got a tube.
Yes,
and then you hold the tube like you're holding the thing, and then you just would that doesn't interest you?
Absolutely not. No. I mean, you can't really. No.
You have to haul it around with you.
No, you leave it.
Bar,
like,
you know, it's just weird.
But is it part of your pantyhose or
yeah,
something?
You just leave it in. You just gotta put that thing on there, and then you just got the tube, and you just like whip it out, sort of, so to speak.
Which irks me to no end when guys like Slacker purposely sit down pee when they don't have to.
I don't have to, but I sit down pee because in case my kids come walking into the bathroom it's like, I don't care if my son comes walking into the bathroom, but it's like your daughter gets to be a certain age where she's at eye level and it's like, hey dad, can I? I'm like, so I'll just sit down to pee.
I see that.
So it's just like,
But I have other male friends that would always sit down. I'm like, you're a dude. The luxury of being a dude is you don't have to
But see, here's the thing, Rachel, peeing standing up is great in outdoor situations, but sitting down and peeing is just as good. Like, it's good in just everyday life. Steve, you should try while you're at your house. Okay. Cop a squat, dude.
I do for other things. I don't do
I know,
for...
but just do it all the time.
Mm.
It's
See, I'm a guy.
I know, but you're also inherently sedentary.
Right. Okay.
So it's like,
you're right.
To
the
me,
only
it's,
time I don't
I,
sit.
I feel, like, I feel like even when you're standing to pee, you've got at least one arm on the wall behind the toilet, like going, this is exhausting.
Why don't I sit out like Slacker?
I have another good example, though, for that with sitting is using a public restroom.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, standing to pee is definitely, that is a joy.
It is.
Because, I mean, we get exposed to nothing because we don't even touch the handle to like, we can do it all.
Which is pretty cool. You're right.
You're right. That's
it's great
to be us.
Yep.
Thank you, Rachel. Linda.
Yay.
Yay.
Why do you want to be a guy?
Because you people experience the big O every single time you have relations.
The ladies with me do too, so I don't understand. What?
Oh my God.
That's a lot longer.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. Here's the thing. Up until like a week or so ago, I didn't even know you guys could have one of those.
Yeah, right.
I wonder why I'm on my 15th wife. So, I mean, yeah, you're right.
But that it's kind of common for us. It's not really a big deal. But when you guys finally do one, it's like, hello.
Right. It's like 4th of July. See, think about that.
Right.
It's like, why isn't there a kids' day? It's like there's a Mother's Day, a Father's Day. Why isn't there a kids' day? Because every day is kids' day. That's what parents say, right? So every day is O day for us.
That's right. And
whether you're involved or not, by the way.
Clearly.
So you're just lucky we let you.
One time in my life to experience that.
Yeah, so we're sorry about that.
That every time.
Maybe if you could, like, coached your boys along a little more, taught them a few of the tips and tricks, or...
Or I can tell them a few, you know, I'm here to help.
Any girl that says it comes every single time is lying through her teeth.
Not my girls. Not my girlfriend.
Oh, my God. I think it's hilarious that Steve is trying to play this angle. If you have slept with Steve, Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans. All you got to do, thumbs up or thumbs down. If it was, thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Put as many thumbs. Put eggplant. Put whatever you want on there.
I just learned that.
Yeah,
too.
I know. Thank you for the call, though. Laura.
Guys.
Yay.
Why do you want to be a guy?
Two things. Mindless, meaningless relations.
Yeah.
Also, not having that like stereotype. Well, it looks bad on a girl, regardless of what anybody tries to say. I mean, I'm all for it, but it looks bad. I don't care what anybody says.
So you think women, if they have a one night stand, they get judged, but if guys do it, they don't get judged?
100%.
I feel like that stereotype has changed
because I think
women, you guys are way more in charge of your big O and stuff, and you're allowed. I mean, I think my parents' generation, you'd be just
absolutely
the biggest slut in the history of sluts. But our generation, I think you're allowed to go out and get yours. I'm sorry.
I think maybe it's just me then, because I completely disagree. I think it looks terrible.
Okay.
Huh. And what's your other one
for your dignity?
I don't
think that men look any better, but I think that ladies should have a little bit more classiness.
Okay. All right.
And my second one is makeup, dressiness. Oh,
I'm going to say this.
I wish I could just wake up and shower and go.
And go, yeah.
There's a That's a double-edged sword, though, because as a guy who like had acne when I was young and stuff,
it's
one of those things, or even as an adult, when you get like the big zit on your nose, I envy, like my wife will get a zit and she's like, boop, 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 puts a little extra concealer there and she's good to go. Gone. And if I put a little concealer there, like I come in here and Merce is, it's like you ordering the pineapple drink. Both you and little D are like, little cover up there, homie.
On your face.
Yeah, I mean, so
that is true.
You guys get to cover up your flaws, and we have to like wear our flaws.
I never thought of it like that.
I've slapped some concealer on and gotten completely busted by fellow mankind.
Yeah.
So thank you for the call, Laura. We appreciate it. Go out and sleep with somebody you don't even know.
Yeah.
We don't know you, by the way. that was weird.
That was awesome.
If you still want to say why you'd rather be the opposite gender, you're going to have to look up the Slacker and Steve page on Facebook.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.